Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 24th of July edition. I think I said June last time.
You did.
I did. Look,
it's close.
June to July.
You didn't say April.
Yeah. Could have been worse. I could have been like, fucking Merry Christmas. I don't know what day it is. Who even cares? We're not allowed to leave the house, basically.
True.
Are going to be talking about new release beauty products and updates of a couple of things that we've talked about in the past. We do have some updates this week.
All right, first update, this is probably going to be the first, no, not the first, the second and last time we're talking about this, Forever Mood, which is Jackie Aina's brand. It's confirmed, it is candles, and it's launching on the 4th of August, which is her birthday. Yeah, so there's going to be four different candles. They're saying that it's four moods, four vibes, four ways to treat yourself, aka four different scents of candles. Some of them do sound nice, like caked up. Unless they're talking about cakey makeup, I'm assuming this is going to smell like cake and I'm there for it. But yeah. We're moving on because it's about candles.
Candles. This
is candle news, but I thought I'd update you on that.
The next update we have is from Glam Light. This is the donut palette. The Glam Donut. Are you kidding? That's so... When did we hear about this? We saw sneak peeks about this. Was it last year?
No, I think it was earlier this year.
Right.
But it was a while ago. It was a long time ago. We saw the packaging and essentially what we saw was that it's a donut... And it's got like 3D packaging. It's like foam and material. It's a bit over the top. It's a bit excessive.
A bit much.
Yeah, but we've finally seen the inside and we finally have the information. So
yes.
What do we think?
Well, I think it's a 9-pan palette. Is that correct? No, it's 10-pan.
A 9-pan palette and then that middle shade, which they haven't even swatched.
I don't even get this. There's four ultra dazzling iridescent shimmers, five buttery mattes, and an extreme glow glaze highlighter.
I wish they actually swatched the highlighter so we can see what that looks like.
I just want an actual donut. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'd like it too. They're saying that it's inspired by delicious donut flavors such as chocolate, strawberry, jelly, maple, and more.
What?
Yeah, I don't see that inspiration because to me, it's got like a whole bunch
Why
of blues.
Why is it blue then?
But this is $22 and it's coming for pre-order on the 19th of July. So it's already up for pre-order. I don't know when it's actually launching though.
I want people to know if they, like, let us know if they care when it launches.
That's a good point. I also think this is a strange one because it's pretty much an all pink, purple and blue palette with like two browns, which are really strange. I do want to say I'm not interested in this. I'm like, I haven't left the house in days and days. So if I am wearing makeup, it's not going to be blues and purples, just putting it out there.
Right.
But I do think that if you do like blues and purples and pinks, some of the colors in here are pretty, like that vibrant, almost like periwinkle blue, blurple color. I think it's pretty. They look like they swatch nicely, but it is definitely a bit of a gimmick with the packaging. So if you like gimmicks, enjoy.
All right. The last update we have is Patrick Starr's One Size launch.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, I know. We have seen the products that the brand has debuted with. We have the ultimate makeup removal experience. So we've got the Go Off Makeup Dissolving Mist and the Go Off Juiciest Makeup Remover Wipes. The mist is $24. The makeup remover wipes are $15. It's out now when you're watching this at One Size and Sephora. Now, the one thing that I saw about... Okay, there's two things that I like about this. I really love the color of the packaging. Also, I like that the makeup wipes are larger than a standard makeup wipe. I think that's cool. Other than that, I'm like, next, please.
I'm like, I think the only thing I like is that it is, the color is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think we, last week when we saw the sneak peek that this was going to be a brand, we were actually quite excited because we think that he can create cool color stories, and I'm sure the quality would be fairly decent. So I had high hopes for this, and then this is almost like the most disappointing release ever. This is unnecessary, and to come out with these products, it's almost, it feels like such a gimmick. And how, like, I understand that this is one size because
Everyone uses makeup.
Everyone can use them.
Yeah.
But no one should be investing their money in makeup wipes because they're bad for the environment. You can effectively remove your makeup in so many other ways that's better for your skin. And I just think that he is sold out. This is almost like the same sort of announcement when Tati said she was bringing out a brand and then she brought out vitamins. This is the same sort of level of disappointment, in my opinion.
A bit like that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. This, like, I can't get behind this. And I also, so many people hate this launch.
I really hate the makeup dissolving spray. Like, I just, it is, it's dumb. I'm sorry, but it's actually a dumb idea.
Yes.
It's been done before. Urban Decay did one. It was atrocious. I know because I tried it. You can't spray makeup remover on your face. It gets every fucking where. And this is in like a, it looks like a continuous mist, like face mister. I don't get it.
There is nothing that I like about this except for the color of the packaging. And again, I think this is such a waste of a brand. Like, he had so much potential and he's like bottom of the barrel. And from what I've seen, people think this is such a bad release because it's environmentally not friendly at all, and no one wants it. And I understand, like, I do agree that, you know, big makeup wipes are good if you want to remove all your makeup because the smaller ones don't do the job, but just don't use them. Just don't use them.
And sure, maybe you want to take a can of makeup removing oil and spray it on your face before you get in the shower. I don't, because the shit's going to get on your floor. You can bet your ass. If you're spraying that in the air, it's going to get in places where you didn't expect it to get. I'm not going to buy any of these. I don't really support these types of products. I think they're flawed. And I really hope that the next release from the brand is just better.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, on to new stuff. So starting from A, we've got a new release from Artist Couture. So they've launched the summer collection. So this collection is called Caliente, and it's got a pressed pigment and eyeshadow palette for $30. The silk cream lipstick in the shade Caliente, which is a vibrant fiery red, $18. The diamond lip tease, These are $18 each, and it comes in two shades: Le Freak, which is a sheer mauve with gold and magenta pearls, and Peep Show, which is a sheer tangerine with gold and pink pearls. And you can buy the Caliente PR bundle, which is a limited edition box for $120. So essentially what this is a very fiery, colourful eyeshadow palette. There are eight shades. They're majority matte. It looks like there's maybe two, three shimmers. Yellows, oranges, pinks, red, a couple of nudes. And then, yeah, red lipstick and two lip glosses. So
when I first saw this, I thought it was Makeup Revolution. So there's that. Here's another thing that is a bit Makeup Revolution-y, colour poppy, along those lines. BH Cosmetics, they've released capsule palettes, it appears.
Yeah, so this is from their limited edition Sweet Shop collection. So it is limited edition. And they released it, I think, in time for like Ice Cream Day or something. Is that a thing? Supposedly it is. So they've got six monochromatic palettes. They're vegan palettes. So all these pigments are, all these shadows are vegan. They each contain four mattes and four matching shimmers. We've got the shades Sugar Cone, which is more of your nudie brown sort of palette. There's Orange Sorbet, which is an orange palette. Cherry on Top, which is a red. Cotton Candy, which is a pink and purple. Bubblegum, which is a blue, and Pistachio, which is a green. So they're now available for $18 each at BH Cosmetics. And they also have a nine-piece, it's a Sweet Shop Sprinkles brush set. So this is a synthetic brush set. It's $24, and the handles are pink, and they have like little, like a cutaway design, and it on it's got painted sprinkles. So it is sort of semi ice cream related. The main ice cream vibe to me is the name and the boxes, and the packaging. The colors aren't super ice cream-ish to me, but I do want to say, and look, people aren't going to expect this from me, so prepare yourself. I actually quite like these. And I think what gets me about it, I'm not going to buy them, let's be real, but what gets me about them is the 50-50 split of shimmers and mattes.
Yeah.
That's for some reason, that always gets me. That's my favorite split of like textures. And I think the colors that they've chosen are quite fun. And there's enough variety in there that it doesn't feel like, you know, eight shades of mint. Like, you do have a nice variety of colors. The one thing I don't like about this is I find that the mattes are a lot more vibrant and the shimmers are a lot more muted in all the palettes. So you're pretty much going muted color on the lid, vibrant matte. Whereas I sort of feel like they should have some like muted mattes, some vibrant shimmers.
Yeah.
They don't match up super well.
I just feel like it's been done.
It has been done, absolutely. But I think like, for me anyway, this is just my opinion, like the texture split of these and that the fact that they are quite different. They've got a variety of different shades that don't feel super, super repetitive. I think this is done a lot better than a lot of brands we've seen recently.
Okay, we have something here from Ciate London. It's a new collaboration with Smiley World. I don't know who that is. I don't care. But it has little smiley faces all over it. So this consists of the Wink On eyeshadow palette. It has four metallic shades, I believe. £25. £25 for that. Great. Then we have the Smile On lipstick in two shades. There's a nude and a red. These are £18 each. There's a Smooth On lip balm for £16. The Keep An Eye On coloured mascara. These are £16, come in three shades. We've got pink, blue, and a lime green. Then there's the Energy Boost eye patches for £22 and stick-on nail stickers for £16.
Okay, I can confirm that Smiley World is the people that made that sort of famous smiley design that I think was really popular in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's like the original.
I do remember it, I think, that. From the 90s.
Yeah.
But people, I don't think I ever gave a shit about it then.
No, and I don't give a shit about it now.
No.
I have to say, I just don't get this.
I don't get it. This is
even
so dumb.
Even if I gave a shit about Smileys, which I do not, these products, there is, okay, besides the basic nude and the basic red lipstick, which you can buy from any brand under the sun, There is nothing here that I think, this just seems like a cash grab. It's so weird and so overpriced.
Also, I love how they are failing to show any swatches of that eyeshadow palette, which,
yeah,
it speaks a thousand words, mate.
They've got to be joking.
I don't understand Ciate anymore.
No, they're off with the fairies.
I don't know that brand. I don't know her.
A brand we do know,
yep.
ColourPop.
Yep.
They have revealed a new product. So this is the So Fresh, So Freckled Freckle Pens. So they're supposed to be natural looking buildable freckles for a sun-kissed look. It's available in two shades, a soft brown and a dark brown. They're $8 each and they've already launched. So they're just like felt tip markers that creates freckles. A lot of people don't get this. A lot of people, I've seen comments saying that they were teased for their freckles. Why are they back in, like, why are people making them a popular thing? Look, I think freckles, they're cute. And if I think, like anything, if you have natural anything, you often don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when you can curate a couple that look really cute and are well-placed, all of a sudden it looks good. Like, I compare it to the fact that I've got really red cheeks and red face and I hate them, but people wear a lot of blush to get red cheeks, but no one wears blush to get red cheeks or here because it looks crap. So I understand that, you know, it might be baffling for some people, but a little bit of freckles is a cute look, especially when you're older and you're not at school and people tease you for everything under the sun. Mm-hmm. Because kids are assholes. It is
they
what
are
it is.
Assholes.
Don't carry that shit with you all your life because kids will tease you if you're too fat, too skinny, too rich, too poor, too freckly,
you're
not enough
too
fucking
tall.
Freckles.
Yep, all of it. Doesn't matter.
Anything. They will tease you. So don't carry that with you throughout your life. If you want freckles and fake freckles, or you want to enhance your freckles that you already have, do it. Fuck them.
You do you, boo. Dose of Colors has two new palettes. We've got Smoky Soiree and Cutting Edge. Each palette has a mix of rich mattes and reflective shimmers. So these are five pan palettes. You've got one that's really sort of dark and it's kind of stormy, a little bit berry. There's some gray in there, likely a black and some like rich, dark, reddish tones. And then you've got one that's sort of green with browny golds.
Yeah, it's quite an earthy toned palette, that one.
And they do contain a double-ended brush.
Yeah, look, I'm interested in these for two reasons. First one is that I've heard really good things about their formula, but the thing that's put me off buying them is that they're all matte palettes.
Yeah.
So I've said it time and time again, I like a split between shimmer and matte because if it's all matte, I don't really like all matte eye looks. They don't really suit me. So I always need to then go find shimmers to pair with it. So I've wanted to use some of their eyeshadows because I've heard great reviews of the quality, but yeah, they haven't ticked all my boxes. So the split, I love that. That's another reason why I definitely want to check it out. The three mattes, two shimmers, I think is a really nice split in a palette. But I think these color stories, even though we've seen things like it, they feel fresh. So the fact that there is like a dark gray and a black and a dark brown, but mixed with like a dark berry, I feel like that could create really cool smoky looks that we really haven't seen other brands delve into too much. We've seen brands delve into like gray palettes and all gray, but this is a little bit more fresh. And then we've seen like all green palettes, but again, this has, you know, sort of like an army green, a terracotta, and also like a murky chartreuse, which I think, you know, we've seen sort of similar, but I feel like this is a nice curated little collection. So I like them both. I think they look really nice.
Yeah, I like the smoky one. Reds and blacks go really well together, and those sort of dark berry reds would work really well with that. And if it wasn't a black in there, if it was something else, anything else, I'd probably be down to buy that to try out the Dose of Colors formula. But yeah, a black is a deal breaker for me. From e.l.f. Cosmetics, we have face oil mists. These look great.
The comments on this, I loved reading them. Pretty much everyone was like, cool theory, but as soon as they read that contains essential oils, they're right, I'm out. I'm out. Yeah. I'm done. Yeah. My skin will not handle this shit.
That's fair. Essentially what e.l.f. are trying to do here is infuse wellness and beauty. It's a collection of six custom mists that are formulated with unique blends of essential oils and skin-loving ingredients to provide a boost to your skin and mood.
I don't know.
And they're $5 each. You can bet your fucking last $5 that these are not good for your fucking skin. Not at $5 each with essential oils in them.
Look, I agree with you. I think for $5, this is going to be too cheap to be good for your skin. And essential oils are generally really, really bad for your skin. So I think this would be smarter if they took out the essential oils and had a range that maybe had different, you know, legit skincare ingredients in it. So you can choose, oh, I want one that's more hydrating. I want one that's more whatever. But I just think they've missed the mark with this. I think people that are going to use this, they might smell nice, and that's what generally mood-enhancing essential oils do anyway, is the scent of it makes you feel certain things, but that doesn't mean you should put it on your face to feel
No,
that.
You're not ever meant to put them directly on your skin. They need to be mixed with, like, different carrier oils to make them more gentle and safe for the skin. And, like, aromatherapy doesn't work by spritzing something on your face. Like, aromatherapy is done for like long periods of time to get relief from a certain essential oil. This is so gimmicky and dumb. Like, just fucking dumb. Even for $5, you couldn't pay me $5 to even want to look at it twice.
Like, I think this is another one, like, good in theory, bad in practice.
Yeah.
And this reminds me a little bit of the MAC ones they brought out recently that have, like, the different colours and, like, different, like, relax or happiness or whatever the fuck they called them. But they were just different scents.
Yeah.
Artificial synthetic scents are designed to not be as irritating to the skin as essential oils. So a lot of people think that natural is better. It's actually not
always,
because synthetically created products are created to be gentle to for the skin. So good in theory, bad in practice. But we have seen some other products from e.l.f. These are bite-sized face duos, and I much prefer these over sprays. So these are pretty much powder duos that either have a highlighter and bronzer or a highlighter and blush in them. Now, a lot of people are comparing these to CoverFX.
Yes.
But I don't think they're similar.
They're
because
not.
The CoverFX ones, they have the same color in two finishes.
Yep.
So they have like a blush that's mauve in a matte and a shimmer, whereas these have a matte blush or bronzer with a highlighter. So it is a different concept. These are $3 each, which is very, very affordable. Good to see. And they come in 8 different shades. One thing that I think this is a great move. I think bite-sized makeup is what we need to see. We're getting big collections. It's hard to work through them. So I would much prefer to spend money on a tiny bite-sized item than a big, massive item.
Yeah.
It's just how I prefer to buy makeup these days. But one thing I find frustrating about this is that the blushes and bronzers all have different tones, but the highlighters almost look all the same.
They all look the same, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of cute. And if the formula is good, they can't be beat for like $3.
Yeah, so, I definitely agree.
It's up to Elf. Did you flop on the formula or not?
All right. The next thing we have is from M Cosmetics. So they've launched a new product, which is a soft blur velvet lip liner. So it's supposed to be an innovative blurring lip liner that delivers a velvety texture and a luscious matte finish. It can be used alone for a soft diffused look or with a lipstick to define and contour. And then it's available in 5 shades. So it's already launched and the 5 shades are all sort of nudie shades. There's Fawn, which is a peach nude with neutral undertones. Bunny, which is a pink nude with neutral undertones. Kitten, which is a rose nude with neutral undertones. Teddy, which is a brown nude with warm undertones. And Mink, which is a brown nude with cool undertones.
They look nice. I would definitely try one of them if I was making an order, but they look very similar.
What I find confusing about them as well is that their lip ranges, so especially like their matte liquid lipsticks, which would pair really nicely with these, they have a wide variety of shades. They've got nudes, they've got sort of like pinky colors, they've got reds and berries and deeper colors. So I'm sure that they're going to bring out more shades in this line.
Yeah.
They're probably just bringing out like a little capsule collection at the moment, but I would have really liked to have seen maybe more colors available as well.
Okay. Fenty have decided to launch Fenty Skin. So this brand is, or I don't know, is it a brand? It's just a part of Fenty, if you ask me. It's launching
on... Yeah, it's got its own website, though, and Instagram.
Right.
So...
Okay. Well, let's make another brand. Great. It's launching on the 31st of July, exclusively at Fenty Skin. So does that mean it's not going to be at Sephora?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Anyway... Strange. We see a foaming face cleanser.
We'll let you know more when we find out more.
It's probably just going to be like another Kylie Skin type gig.
Yes, I reckon they probably saw how successful Kylie Skin was, which is it successful? I'm sure it makes
money. I don't know. I'm sure people buy it, but I don't give a shit about it. Does anyone over the age of 30, like...
16?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be using that stuff. I mean, if I ended up with it, I'd try it, but I'm not going to actually spend my money on it. Like, if I'm going to be buying skincare, I'm going to be buying brands that have been on my wish list for years. And it ain't Kylie Skin. It's probably not going to be Fenty Skin either.
Skincare is really popular at the moment. I've also heard a lot of people say that at the moment, with all this sort of COVID-19 business, they're focusing a lot more on spending their money on skincare because they're more, you know, that's what they're sort of treat yourself is more about skincare treatments and ramping up their routines, and makeup is not as important anymore. So I feel like it's a smart time to launch it. But again, I think it's going to be pretty basic and it's going to be an entry-level skincare range for people that don't have many skin concerns.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more popular than Kylie Skin would, simply because it's got Rihanna's name on it. But yeah, I don't know.
Do you reckon it's going to be as popular now that it's not at Sephora, though? Because I feel like Fenty, if it was just an online thing like House Labs, if it was just an Amazon brand, I don't think Fenty would have been as popular as they are. I think the fact that you can go into the Sephora stores and access them has been one of the driving forces that made them take off and be really popular.
Yeah.
I think if you can't go and smell them and test the moisturizer on your hand, like there's going to be people that buy it because they're fans, but I think the people that could be swayed over in store just won't give a shit.
I reckon eventually it will end up in Sephora. I reckon the launch is going to be exclusively on the website. And I reckon it's all to do with coronavirus. It's just more difficult to get shit in stores than it was previously.
My question also is that if it's only launching on their own website and not Sephora, is it also owned by Kendo, or is it owned by a different company or owned by Fenty. I think Fenty is like their own company as well. So I'm just curious to see if maybe like Rihanna was like, we can make our own money doing something ourselves. We don't need these big guys anymore. And maybe that's why it's not stocked in Sephora and might not ever be stocked in Sephora, but we don't know.
Interesting. But I do look forward to seeing the products that they release first because I'm a sticky beak.
Yeah, do you reckon this is going to be the next big thing, though, that, like, makeup brands are going to start making skincare brands? Because we've recently seen Huda do it.
Yeah,
And I reckon there's going to be a lot of offshoots of people bringing out skincare. All right, we've seen a new collection from Juvia's Place that's launched. This is a nude lip collection, and it contains a whole bunch of stuff. So we've got the nude velvety matte lipsticks. These are $14 each. And we've got pretty much three categories with four shades in each of them. So there's the peachy shades, which has Me, Libra, In Vogue, and Mademoiselle in it. And then we have the chocolate shades, which has Cocoa, Toffee, Muted, and Lady. Then we have the mauve shades. There's Kebby, A Mauve Moment, Chic, and 2020. I really like that they've split these into three sort of color categories. So it's really easy to find the shade you want. And they sort of go from light to dark in those categories. So that I quite like that. They do look. Oh, I'm curious about what the formula looks like. I saw these swatched and they looked a little bit dry. Like someone was doing a video swatching them. Right. I'm like, it looks a little bit tuggy and dry, but the shades look really pretty. Then we've got the glass gloss. These are $13 each and they come in three shades. So the shade is It's Glass, which is a clear. There's It's Electric, which is clear with gold shimmer, and So Glazed, which is clear with pink shimmer. And then we have Lip Reflect Gloss. These are $13 as well. And these are more glosses that instead of being sheer with shimmer, they've got a color to them. So there's Caramel Rose, which is a warm toned soft brown. There's Sis, which is a deep peachy beige brown. Kiss Me, which is a soft rosy baby pink. And Barely There, which is a light creamy neutral beige. And the last things are lip liners. These are Luxe lip liners, $10 each. Scorpio is a darkened plum. Cola is a chocolatey brown. So Rare is a golden muted brown. Lush is a dark rose. Love Me is a pinky brown. And Sweet Nothing is a soft brown beige. They're all available now at Juvia's Place.
I think the collection looks quite nice. I would totally be down to try one of their lip glosses. I can't wear matte lip products. It's a thing. It is what it is.
I'll definitely pick up one lipstick and a lip gloss. No problem about it. They sound really, really nice. And I do, I like this sort of padding out the nude lip range. I think that's a really smart move.
We have something here from Morphe. It says, hint, tint, glow, meet Morphe 2. I don't know what the fuck this is, but they can take it back to the fucking hole that it's crawled out of.
I'm not here for it.
I hate it. They're saying it's a new line of light multi-purpose makeup that keeps it simple yet stunning. And it's featuring Charli D'Amelio and Dixie D'Amelio. So the hashtag is Morphe2xCharliDixie. So I don't know if this is a collaboration or if they're bringing out a whole new line of products, sort of like a sister brand type thing.
I wasn't sure about that either because they sort of talk about it as though they are the faces of it. So these are TikTok stars. They're talking about it as though they're the faces of this new range. But again, they're making it sound like you said, it's a sister range, but there's no new website, there's no new Instagram page. So I don't know if they're just trying to, I don't know. It's almost, look, I was going to say it's almost like ColourPop with Fourth Ray Beauty and Soul Body and whatnot. But again, they have their own Instagram accounts. They do, they're all on the same website under different sort of headings, but they have different Instagram accounts. So this just seems like it's a collection. A collection.
I feel like, see, the interesting thing is they have, they've brought out a lot of products.
Yeah.
So there's the Hint Hint Skin Tint. This is in 20 shades. Yeah. So they've essentially brought out a whole collection of new base products, sort of with these girls as the face of it. So that's what makes me think, like, are you creating a new line within Morphe that's meant to be, like, are we going to see more of this shit in the future?
I reckon you will. I think this is sort of what Norvina wants to do with Anastasia Beverly Hills is create an offshoot within the company. Because, I think Morphe, they're known for the big eyeshadow palettes. They're known for the matte, higher coverage foundations. They're more about Instaglam, which is not everyone's cup of tea. And I think a lot of people are turning away from that. So I think what Morphe are doing is they're trying to grab the people that have turned away from Morphe. They're trying to make something like refresh the brand, calling it like essentially version two. They're, instead of having YouTube and Instagram influencers promote this, they've got TikTok people, which again is appealing to like the young, fresh sort of market. And the products that they're bringing out remind me a lot of a cheaper version of Glossier. So it is different enough for it to be its own thing. I think it actually would have been smarter to call it a different name entirely and have it as a sister brand rather than Morphe 2. Like, that sounds so fucking shit.
Funky and lame.
Yeah, I agree.
Who the fuck calls a brand or a line anything too? Like, it's fucking lame. Maybe, it only applies in movies.
Yeah,
that's true. It only applies in movies.
Yeah. Maybe Jeffree Star should bring out Jeffree Star Cosmetics 2 and have it non-racist.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That would work.
That would work.
The other products are the Wonder Tint Cheek and Lip Mousse, available in 4 shades, $12. The Jelly Eye Shimmer, available in 6 shades, $10. The Gloss Pop Face and Eye Gloss, $12. That's just a single, like, clear product. The Glassified Lip Oil, available in 6 shades, and $9 each. And the Sweep Life Brush Collection Plus Bag for $24, $54 value, if you say so, mate. but yeah, there it is.
So this is launching the 30th of July on Morphe.com and select Morphe stores, as well as Mecca Maxima. So they bring it out in Australia. Yeah, which Mecca does stock Morphe, but a limited range of Morphe. But this is coming to Mecca Maxima. We've got 31st of July at Sephora Canada, 2nd of August at Ulta Beauty, 6th of August at Boots UK, Selfridges, Pretty Little Things, Feel Unique, and coming soon to the Makeup Spot Netherlands. So it is coming. They're rolling it out. It's not just like a little limited thing. They're really pushing it out everywhere that stocks Morphe, pretty much. And I've noticed as well that I think to make it seem a bit more fresh and less, Morphe like to pretend that they're a makeup artist brand. Like, they keep trying to push them as being, like, I would say Instagram makeup artists. And I feel like they sort of take that vibe when they have the black packaging. That's very makeup artisty, like just the basic black packaging. Here they've gone white packaging. So I feel like they're trying to brighten it up, make it a little bit more fresh, get their claws into a different type of influencer now that the YouTube ones are getting a bit stale. So I think they're trying to appeal to a new generation of makeup users.
From Patrick Tarr Beauty, we have a new little collection. It's called Major Glow 2.0.
Oh, we've just been through this with Morphe. Come on, Patrick.
I know. What is it with these fucking brands? But essentially, it's a glow collection. So we have the Major Glow All Over Glow Balm. It's $50. It comes in two shades. You've got She's Glossy, which is a universal transparent. And She's On Vacation, which is a bronze. Then we have the Major Glow Dewy Milk Mist. It's called She's Thirsty. It's $38. The Major Glow Softening Lip Mask, She's Juicy, is $22. And it's launching on the 24th of July. So depending on when you're watching this video, it'll be in a few hours or it'll already be out. It's going to be available at patricktarr.com, Sephora, and Cult Beauty.
Yeah, I don't mind the look of these products, but what really puts me off is the price tag. They're so expensive.
Yeah, very, very expensive. I do want that face mist, but look, I'll
survive. For $38? Yeah.
Well, yeah, $38 is going to be like $50 something in Australia. I feel like Patrick Tarr, like as a brand, it's got a price tag on it. I would love to one day have a dig into this brand and see if I feel like the products are actually worth it.
That'd be interesting. I just can't get past the All Over Glow Balm, which is a universal transparent balm for $50. Just get a lip balm, a clear lip balm, and chuck it on wherever you want to chuck it.
Like really, really ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, next thing, we've got a new foundation from Too Faced. So they're launching a variation of their Born This Way foundation. This is a matte version. So it's a matte 24-hour foundation. And it's supposed to control oil and keep you looking flawless for up to 24 hours. It says that this matte formula stays completely color true while covering imperfections to reveal all-day shine-free look of naturally flawless skin. It's a lightweight foundation that provides medium to full buildable coverage, is non-acnogenic, waterproof, it's oil-free, and it's transfer-resistant. Interesting that they say it's complete color true. That implies to me that it doesn't oxidize.
Mm.
And a lot of people do complain that, especially if you've got oily skin, because pigments can react and oxidize with oils, that they often will find a foundation that looks great on them. And then as the day goes on, it looks more and more orange and darker. So it's interesting that they put that claim in there, because it's a problem. It is an issue that people have. So this is available in 35 shades. And it's launching on the 24th as well. So it's going to be $40 and it's going to be available at Too Faced and Sephora. The shades do look like a nice variety of shades. And I've heard a lot of people say good things about this range. So I'm kind of curious. The reason I've always avoided it is because I do have oily skin and I need more of a matte finish. This could be one that I will be interested in checking out.
Yeah, I think it's actually interesting that it took them this long to bring out a matte version. I would have thought this is something we would have been seeing maybe 2 years ago. All right, the last thing. It is from Victoria Beckham Beauty. It's a new Bitten lip tint. This is in the shade Cherie. So it's a deeply nourishing and hydrating formula that's infused with hyaluronic acid and squalane, stays in place for hours without ever feeling dry, sticky, or tight. And it's available now at Victoria Beckham Beauty. It is $36. I kind of look, when they say that it's like hydrating forever and ever, I'm like, I want to try it. However, I've tried a million lip tints and they're great when they go on, but once they set, they're not hydrating. That they're like, they stain the lips. That's what they do. But they don't continue to provide hydration for long periods.
No, so, you need to follow them up with a balm or a lip gloss.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, don't be sucked in, Hayley. Don't fall for it.
Do you know why I don't like the sound of this. So the first one they released was a nude one. This one, she's wearing it and it looks like she's got nothing on her lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I can attest, I've got a whole variety of lip stains and lip tints because I like to try them. It's something I like to wear because they last a long time. Nude ones do not last.
No, they don't.
They literally, you put them on and as soon as the top layer wears off, the colour is gone because nude colours do not leave a stain. They just do not do that. No. So I don't understand this that much. And they look so different in the two photos we have. So on one girl, it looks quite sort of like
cherry red,
cherry stained, like cherry juice stained. And on Victoria, it looks like she hasn't put it on yet.
Yes, that's correct.
So I wouldn't know what I'm getting myself into. And these are definitely quite expensive products. And you want to be confident
that
you're going to like it before you order it, especially since it's only available online. And I can tell you, I've ordered her products online. Eyeliners are gorgeous. Eyeshadow quality is very nice. Those pot eyeshadows, I got the bronze one, think it'd be a beautiful sort of warm bronze. It's a smoky, cool tone, dark shade. And whenever I look at the website, I'm like, how is it so different in person to the photo on the screen? Like, it is so different and so misleading. And I reckon this would be one that, you're taking a huge gamble with the shade that you're getting.
That's it. Beauty News is done for another week. Thank you for joining us. We do need a VIP and we need an emoji. And I've been noticing throughout this whole video, my lighting is off. And every now and then I look like
a dead little bit blue.
Yes, I look blue. I look like I've stopped breathing. Can confirm, still alive.
Maybe the emoji can be zombies.
Yeah, let's do zombies. Let's do zombies. Excellent. The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP. And this week's VIP is Maggie. Thank you, Maggie, for supporting Beauty News. And thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do so. Don't forget to leave your zombie emojis down in the comments section. And you know what? Every time I look blue on screen, comment a zombie emoji.
Yeah, count how many times.
Yeah,
do it. Good. I like that. All right.
Thank you so much for watching, guys, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to get on
Woo!